This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. More hostages were let go by U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas on Sunday in exchange for the release of more Palestinians in Israeli prisons. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports.
On Sunday, another group was freed. 17 hostages, including a four-year-old American girl. 19 Palestinians were released in return. The temporary truce between Hamas and Israeli forces is allowing more humanitarian aid into Gaza as well. But there's also another effect. It's allowing some Gazans a moment of reflection in the ruins of what was once their home. Negotiators from Qatar and Egypt and the United States government are pushing for the ceasefire to extend beyond its Monday deadline.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. U.S. President Joe Biden has confirmed Abigail Edan, a four-year-old American girl held hostage by Hamas after her parents were killed, has been released as part of the ceasefire deal in the Israeli Hamas war. The president told reporters Sunday Abigail is safely in Israel.
Thank God she's home. A little shy. I guess can't imagine the enjoyment. I wish I were there to hold her.
She was the first American hostage to be released under terms of the ceasefire. A U.S. Navy warship responded to a distress call from a commercial tanker in the Gulf of Aden that had been seized by armed individuals and is now safe, U.S. officials said on Sunday. The incident, the latest in a series of attacks in Middle Eastern waters since the brutal war between Israel and the Palestinian militant group